Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into something that might just save you a lot of time and money. How to diagnose and fix those pesky P0172 and P0175 codes on a Chevy Suburban with a 5.3-liter engine. Now, if you're dealing with these codes, it means your fuel system is running rich on both Bank 1 and Bank 2. You might be thinking, what does that even mean? Well, stick around because I'm going to break it all down for you. First off, let's quickly clarify what those codes are about. P0172 indicates that the system is too rich on Bank 1, while P0175 means the same for Bank 2. In simpler terms, the engine's computer is sensing that there's too much fuel in the air-fuel mixture on both sides of the engine. Now, usually with these 5.3-liter engines, you'll see lean codes more often, like P0171 and P0174, so running rich is a bit less common. Now here's where it gets interesting. Don't just start throwing parts at it. A lot of times, you can fix rich conditions without spending a dime. In fact, I recently tackled this issue without replacing anything, just some good diagnostics using a scan tool. Speaking of tools, if you want to diagnose this properly, you'll need an OBD2 scan tool with live data capability. I personally use the Launch Scan Tool Elite 2.0, which is fantastic for GM vehicles. It's affordable and does everything those high-end professional tools can do. So, plug that bad boy into the OBD2 port and let it work its magic. It'll pull up all your vehicle information and run a health report scanning all modules. Pretty cool, right? Now, once you've got your scan tool set up, let's head into the engine data and check the fuel trim numbers. This is crucial. Long-term and short-term fuel trims will tell you how the engine's adjusting the fuel mixture. If you're seeing big negative numbers like -20% or -30%, that means the computer is pulling fuel because it thinks it's too rich. And guess what? That's exactly what we found in our recent test. Long-term fuel trim at -30%? That confirms we've got a rich condition on our hands. So what could be causing this? Let me break this down for you. In older GM models, we'd often find an external fuel pressure regulator causing issues. But with the newer 5.3L engines, that's not a concern. You might want to check the purge valve. Sometimes it can suck in gas vapors when it shouldn't, which could lead to a rich condition. But in our case, it didn't make a difference. Another culprit could be sticky fuel injectors or a malfunctioning mass airflow sensor. But those are rarer causes for rich conditions. Typically, if the MAF sensor is bad, you'd see lean codes instead. And here's a quick safety tip. Always relieve the fuel system pressure before disconnecting any fuel lines. Trust me, you don't want fuel spraying everywhere. Now, if you don't find anything obvious under the hood, it's time to utilize that scan tool once more. We're going to perform a fuel alcohol content reset. This is a hidden gem in diagnostics. Sometimes the computer gets confused about the fuel composition, especially if you've been using different gas stations or fuel grades. Resetting this value can often clear up rich running conditions. So let's go ahead and do that. After the reset, we cleared the codes and took the Suburban for a test drive. And guess what? The long-term fuel trims returned to normal, sitting between -5% and -8% instead of that alarming -30%. The codes didn't come back, and the truck was running beautifully. Now, if you try the reset and the problem persists, you might want to investigate further. Check fuel pressure, inspect for injector leaks, and examine the oxygen sensor wiring for shorts or corrosion. But honestly, a lot of times, you can tackle these rich codes without replacing anything at all, just armed with the right diagnostic approach. Before I wrap up, let me leave you with a couple of takeaways. First, always check your fuel trim data with a good scan tool. Second, consider resetting the fuel alcohol content before spending money on new parts. And finally, if things don't improve, look deeper into potential issues. So, what do you think? Could your fuel system be giving you false signals? Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.